Imagine this isn't about music at all. Imagine it's about perverse voyeurism. The kind where your sex and mind melt and fuse and together briskly shy away from any and all kinds of inhibitions. I can see you through the doors you prefer to keep shut. Or do you really? I am always there, as you are always there when I choose to look. You are more than aware of the goods you push. You are more than aware of the effect they have. You are more than willing to toy and to tease. Bestowed with awesome power to make or break. Illusion or reality? What's the difference in the state of mind I'm in? Aware of all this, you should be happy that you don't have to be, that you aren't. The image is somewhat blurred. You move so rapidly that you appear out of focus. I'm perfectly still, in body, a perfect position, but my inner self, if it can still be called that, is a mesh of movement and temperature, accelerating and rising. What a lovely room, by the way. Like a small concrete bunker, a cornucopian cubicle where everything is possible. Where the lights are dim and the vision rich in color and texture. In the darkness all cats are gray, they say. I beg to disagree. Bless the apparatus that allows me to reminisce. A fragile sheet of plastic and silver and who knows what. that conveys a sensuous sense of certainty that it was all there after all. In place, in time, in perfect disorder. Who are you? What on earth are you doing here? I suspect the biggest thrill is anthropological after all. A seemingly infinite number of destinies jumbled into a template of ancient, eternal, genetic behavior and social needs, acute or emotionally self-imposed. Beyond the visual. What's behind the hill? A valley, no doubt. Peeling off layers of illusions and hindrances leads to enlightenment. The eureka of the too obvious in bright, blinking lights. Where is the jewel? In the lotus? Let me see. Like shades, shapes, ghouls, enticing predators, endorsed by needs quite often inexplicit and confused. What a grandiose game! What a spectacle! What a scene! A scene culled or cut out from some medieval masterpiece, where a distorted mind conjures convincing, shocking realism in light and shadows, and oil and structure. Neurotic neurons bear the essentials. We can all see ourselves in there if we look closely enough. Only the canvas has changed. Was on drugs, or drink, or both. Rambling incessantly, perhaps reciting some insane poetry of his tormented soul. Inside the hole in the wall. What is there to see this time? And why is she in there, that creature I've never seen before and never will again? The distinction between the intelligent, the curious, and the mentally lame. The fat man was of the lame kind. He continued to disturb me.
Itself is a form where somehow they're pitied, deprived in a town square.
The cause of the flaws, early imprints late at night, a glimpse of something that could, in the best of all worlds, be beautiful. But this is not the best of all worlds. Scratch the surface and behold the diametrical story. Reading reverse characters and plots, marveling at the cleverness of these male and female animals and everything in between them. No, you're not. You are exactly exactly the opposite of everything you claim, disguising your passions with brilliance and your lusts with aphorisms culled from an amoral historical tapestry. Notes from the underground, but beware of the stains on the floor. Hello, my best friend. Let me share half an hour of my life with you. You won't regret it. 13 minutes that were literally sorely regretted. The fat man continued, but no one really cared to listen. I looked inside. I saw beyond. I begged the man to be silent as I watched a solitary female dance, her little dance in a dark room lit by only a few bulbs, desolate, exploited, naked, at the viewer's mercy, or lack of it. It was perhaps the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. I could only focus for a second or two before the serenity of the moment was interrupted by a ferocious eruption of pseudo-philosophy. Yes, I
want the lady made for the conception of the base, the ejected.
The fat man suddenly turned silent. I withdrew my eye from the hole in the wall. The woman was just a mirage now. A hazy figure in a dream, a distant and miniature love doll for others to enjoy. I wondered if she was alive at all, or just a collective projection stemming from the lurid desires of those shady characters present. Me, and the fat man, and, well, no one else it seemed. By the door was a mirror. When looking at my reflection, I saw the image of the same fat man I had seen sitting beside me. It was definitely time to go home. Outside the establishment in question, a fair, fine, and cold day was about to dawn. I inhaled, exhaled, inhaled again the crisp, cold air. I was sober and clear again. For the moment, I thought to myself and smiled. For the moment. Thank you.